From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The field of Republican presidential candidates is narrowing today as former Utah Governor John Huntsman ends his bid for the GOP nomination. Campaign officials indicating Huntsman will endorse former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. NPR's Don Gagne says Huntsman's exit from the race is not surprising given his weak showing in last week's New Hampshire primary.
The Huntsman strategy was this. He looked at Iowa with its Christian conservative voters, saw no way for him to do well there. So he skipped Iowa, focused everything on New Hampshire, where the focus is more on fiscal conservatism. He thought he fit in well with those voters. He thought he could present himself as an alternative to Mitt Romney. He did finish third, not a bad showing, but it was a distant third behind Romney, who won easily, and Ron Paul. The sense then was that he hadn't done well enough to really justify going on. He announced he was indeed going on to South Carolina, but now, just days into his campaign here, he's decided to pull the plug and endorse Romney.
NPR's Don Gagne. Huntsman expected to announce he's ending his campaign at an event this morning in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Political analyst Larry Sabato at the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia says he expects a further narrowing of the GOP field later this week.
At least one additional candidate will be dropping out after South Carolina. Maybe more, but at least one.
South Carolina's primary is this Saturday. Search crews have recovered a sixth body from the cruise ship that capsized off an island in Italy. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports rough seas around the ship, the Costa Concordia, are hampering rescue efforts.
Divers recovered the body of an adult male this morning, leaving some 16 still unaccounted for. 4,200 passengers and crew members were on board when the ship hit a reef off Giglio Island. Many dramatic videos shot by passengers document the chaos, evacuation delays, and unpreparedness of crew members. Many people were saved by islanders who came out to the tilting ship on their own boats. But the picture that's emerging of the ship's captain is a profiling cowardice. Francesco Schettino left the boat while hundreds of passengers were still on the sinking ship. Coast Guard officials repeatedly ordered him back on board, but he refused. He's now under arrest on suspicion of multiple manslaughter, shipwreck, tampering with evidence, and abandoning ship. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Oil prices have edged up further today, rising above $99 a barrel, a trend that's putting upward pressure on gasoline prices. Troy Green with the AAA says it's rare for oil prices to be surging at this time of year.
It's really all about the price of crude oil. Crude oil being at $100 a barrel this time of year is really unseen.
Protests over spiraling fuel prices in Nigeria have prompted troops to barricade main roads in the country's two largest cities. Nigeria's president has announced subsidies to bring down the price of gas to help quell the protests. This is NPR News from Washington. A village in southern China where protesters drove out Communist Party officials over a land dispute has scored another victory. NPR's Louisa Lim reports the showdown has been settled peacefully through negotiations.
In December, Lin Zulian was, for a time, a wanted man. This because of his role as a leader of the 10-day-long uprising that drove Communist Party officials out of the village of Wuhan. But in an astonishing turnaround this weekend, he was appointed Wuhan's new Communist Party secretary. Lin's been a Communist Party member for 46 years. But he led the action after another villager was killed in police custody. According to Xinhua, investigators say the villagers had legitimate complaints over wrongdoing concerning land use and financial management. New village elections will be held, and some land has been returned. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
The New York Giants have ousted the defending champion Green Bay Packers from the NFL playoffs, defeating the Packers 37-20 in Green Bay. The Giants' defense intercepted Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers four times.
We just turned the ball over too many times to win. Got to give them credit. They played well on defense.
The Giants will take on the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC title game next weekend. The Baltimore Ravens down the Houston Texans to advance to the AFC championship game against the New England Patriots. The black and white silent film The Artist is the big winner at the Golden Globe Awards, winning honors for Best Comedy Musical Film. The other top winner was a family drama.
And the Golden Globe goes to The Descendants.
Actor Harrison Ford announcing the award for Best Dramatic Movie, George Clooney won the Golden Globe for Best Dramatic Actor for his role in that film. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.